So business was...
And it wasn't so good in Lawrence.
What were you doing in Lawrence?
Oh, I was going to school, and then I got married. And
What did Mr. Maury do for
you? He was a mailman down here. He was one of the first four mailmen.
Your husband was one of the first four mailmen?
Mm-hmm. He was one of the first four. Uh-huh. And for a good many years, this was just a small town when we came down here in 1925.
And your husband's name was, what was your husband's
Walter,
name?
Walter.
Walter
D.
Oh,
Walter Dow Maury.
Don?
D-O-W,
Dow.
Dow.
Yeah, Dow Chemical. Yeah, Dow Chemical, right. One of the first postmen. And, when were you born, Mr. Maury?
February the 6th, 1925. I came here when I was 5 months old.
Uh-huh. How old were you when you were born?
I was born June the 6th, 1904.
1904. And you were February 1925. Now you were just telling me before I turned the tape on that Lake Worth was a pineapple plantation?
Yes, all this section in here was all a pineapple plantation. I don't remember.
That's before we came.
Yeah, that was before we came. Uh-huh. They took the pineapple plantation and they split it up into 25-foot lots.
Uh-huh.
There were no roads in here. Mm-hmm. The only road was eastward from Lake Avenue, which was a one-way road going up. Came down East Street to 4th Avenue, and then it stopped. Mm-hmm. There was nothing beyond that at all.
And where did it dead end into?
It just dead stopped. And then the road would come across the sand lot over to the house.
Uh-huh. Do you know who owned that property? Who owned the
No, I don't know that.
Who owned what, honey?
The pineapple.
Oh, I don't know either, but the property, what was his name? He was a minister.
Shipman?
Yeah.
Shipman?
Yeah. Reverend Shipman. We bought the lots from him.
Yeah.
So,
He owned them then.
So you bought the lots in 1925?
We were here about a year and a half or so before we started to build them.
And where did you live?
Well, we lived in a little house on Lake Avenue.
Where would it be now, like in conjunction with, geez, I don't know what. Where would it be now?
Oh, it's right, I think it's still there. It's in the, between 4, or let's see, no, wait a minute, between D and, between E and F Street on Lake Avenue, and it's has a little white picket fence in front of it. It was always the only one that had a little white picket fence.
Really, huh?
Was that the one owned by Pop White?
No.
That would have been interesting. No.
That was owned by, she was a headmistress in a school in Massachusetts.
No kidding.
Yeah, she owned it. And when she came down, we had to move because she could just come at certain times.
Right.
And houses were very scarce.
So you know, where were people? Well, there weren't that many people living here then, were there?
There was quite a few, but I mean, you know, say, what was it? When I went to the post office, it was about 7,000.
Are you sure?
Yeah, and that was 36 years ago. 37 years ago. But the rents were high as they are today here then. Because there weren't any places to rent here.
The rents were just as high as they are now?
Well, I don't... I hope this isn't all going on tape, this conversation.
Yes, it is.
Wait a minute, let's be sure.
Yeah.
Well, what I was going to say, probably not as high as they are today.
Right.
But they were high.
Mm-hmm. Well, what constituted high? There were so few, right. Well, what constituted high?
Well, I can't remember back that far.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Sure.
but I know they were, and scarce. Uh-huh. That's what...
Was this choice property to live on?
This place or the place we lived down there?
Well, let's say, are you suggesting that there were, you saying that there are places that were choice and places that were not here?
They were not.
No, they used to call it this side of the tracks, the other side of the tracks. All the nice houses were down on the east side. Uh-huh. We're west of the tracks. We don't hear that anymore.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's right.
But that was really, do you remember that? Uh-huh.
So this is the other side of the track. Huh. It's interesting because I always like the idea when I haven't been down here that long, and I like the idea of the fact that I moved into a town where I'm founded by a Confederate deserter. I really liked that. I thought that, man, it was a very politically correct place to be. For me, it was. Yeah. Not maybe for other people. I know that there are concerns that people have now. Who lived in Lake Worth when you shared?
Who lived in Lake Worth then?
And, that time?
Oh, the pioneers.
Well, I know my friends, that's all.
Okay.
Right in this area.
Yeah.
Bertha Furr, who taught school for 40 years and lived right over here on the corner.
Bertha Furr?
Furr. She's living with her daughter in Melbourne now.
In Melbourne?
Mm-hmm, Florida. Melbourne
okay.
Beach.
Okay, Melbourne Beach. Okay.
We're getting there. And the Murphys. I just talked with her daughter because she's in the hospital now, and she was just moved to a nursing home this morning. Mm-hmm. And they're my very good friends.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
Will Hyde.
Mrs. Will Hyde lived here up in the next block.
Will Hyde.
She's dead. Her daughter, Carmen Johnson, lives up there now. And
W-I-L-H-E-I-T-H-E?
Her name was W-I-L-H-I-T-E.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
Carmen, her daughter, she just died a short time ago.
Uh-huh.
And,
So were the people that lived here mostly working people?
Yes.
Because this was the other side of the track?
Everybody in town.
Nobody.
Pretty.
Nobody considers it the other side of the tracks now.
No.
Right, but when you first lived here.
Yeah, they would say it. They always would say that, you know, on the other side of the tracks.
You know, down by the lake, of course, which
yeah.
is the elegant part, it always is.
Right.
But everything was, now for instance, we have a big light and power company, now light and water company up on the hill here.
Mm-hmm.
And we had one. When we came here, it was a small building down by the railroad track on Lake Avenue.
It was run by steam. They had big pistons going up and down like that. I got one out there in the yard now. I used to level things off about that big around, but it was a steam piston deal. And it thumped, you could hear it thumping here just
with the power?
Yeah.
No,
and that's what made all of the power for Lake Worth. Of course, we didn't have all this out way out back here, Green Acres and all that stuff. Then we had a policeman here, one Mr. Small, riding on his bicycle.
Yeah, he was an old-timer, too.
He was an old-timer here.
Uh-huh.
He died years ago.
Uh-huh.
And Mr. Bard was police chief, and he lived on C Street, three houses from the...
Lake Avenue.
Yeah, three houses from Lake Avenue, south of Lake Avenue there.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
He was an old, when I knew him, he was elderly and he wore a white hat all the time. But he was police chief in Lake Worth at that time.
Huh. Did he do anything of note? Were there any...
Things were very quiet.
Uh-huh.
There was not hardly any trouble. Oh, you know, the kids, and that was it. But I came up through school out here in first grade, and we never had any trouble.
What was your school like? What school did you go to?
I went to, I went to the building down on the corner here.
Uh-huh.
You know, that big building. And back when I went to school.
Not high school, right?
No, no. On the corner, right out.
At A Street.
On A Street.
A Street, that, Lakeworth Road there.
Yeah.
That's the high school.
No, no.
Just
it's part of it now.
Yeah, it's part of it. You know where the pool is?
Yeah.
Well, you know that building on this side?
Right.
Well, that was, yeah, that was the grade school.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a little filling station right across the place where we got our lunches from. That was a one-way road going out there, too, then, uh-huh, I thought. And then they changed it to two-way, and they put up a light about that high off the ground to so that we wouldn't go across the street in a red light when an automobile was coming.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And, of course, there was a gym up at the school. Of course, the school didn't have all that built in front of it. It was,
yeah,
just the back part of it.
Right.
On the right-hand side of that going up was a little building that was our gym.
Mm-hmm.
We held dances in it, mm-hmm, and everything there. The other building wasn't built until the 40s sometime.
Were these community dances or were they school
dances? Oh, no, school dances.
Uh-huh. Were there things like community dances that you remember?
Yes.
Can you tell me,
yes,
about
that? Yes, there was a wooden auditorium in the middle of the park downtown,
uh-huh,
you know, where the
right,
park is.
Yeah, where they have the band concerts, right?
No.
No, that's the big stone building.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, where the, mm-hmm, tram is.
Okay. No. Right where the big building is now, the parking lot in the center of town.
Oh, okay.
On the Dixie Highway.
There. Right, I got
City
you.
Hall.
City Hall. Yeah.
It was just a wooden building with a porch all around it.
Mm-hmm.
And an open porch all around it, and then this.
Don't forget the alligator.
No, the alligator on the back of the car shed.
What alligator in the back?
Oh, there was an alligator pit right behind there.
Alligator
and they had a
pit?
Big, yeah, they had a big gator in there.
No kidding.
And that was the show place for Lakeworth, because people, mm-hmm, everybody go over every night and watch the guy feed him. He'd go in the pen and throw fish to him.
No kidding.
Yeah. And that alligator was sent to the, I just found this out here about a year ago, that alligator was sent to the St. Augustine Alligator Farm.
Oh, really?
St. Augustine along A1A, and it's alive today.
Oh, that was an old, old
one. No, it
they said it was about
today.
100 years
Smokey
old.
Smokey told me.
Smokey the barber, and the barber knows everything.
Oh, where's Smokey living?
Well, he lives out in Greenacres out here,
okay,
but he has a barber shop downtown.
On Lake Avenue, see? Everything's
oh,
Lake Avenue.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good thing for me to know. How long's he been around?
Oh, I don't know how old
Smokey is. How old is he?
I have no idea how old the man is.
Almost your age, I would think. Though.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm supposed
to be 20. Has he lived here all his life, too?
I don't know that. He's from upper New York State.
Oh.
Somewhere, so. Came here, but I've known him all. I imagine I've known him all my life, haven't I?
Oh, so he has been here.
He's been here for quite a while, but I just can't remember when he first came.
Well, that's okay. I'll ask him.
You going down to the museum downtown?
Not yet, because it's not open on a regular basis until September after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
So I've not been down.
Well, you'll find out an awful lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what I want to do is one of the things, you know, hope to do is to, you know, through this program is through you and the museum is develop something that we can bring, say, to the kids.
Yeah.
Because none of the kids in Lake Worth are going to get this program. That's the problem. But it'd be really nice maybe to do some kind of exchange with Del Rey.
Yeah.
And with Mr. Pompey and then you, so the kids down there can get two different views,
yeah,
you know, of, mm-hmm, of areas.
And do you want to start at the ocean and come this way now?
Do you want to describe for me? Sure.
Yeah, from what I can remember.
All right.
What do I mean? I mean, she's got to start somewhere, so I thought we'd start at the ocean and come this way.
She'll find that all over down at the museum.
Oh, but I'd like to hear it from you. It means much more to me if I hear it from you.
Go ahead.
Well, I can't remember way back
then.
Well,
the first time I ever remember the casino. Now, that's just the casino building.
Yes.
Pardon?
The casino.
Yeah, we used to call it the casino.
And that was the lake?
No, on the ocean side.
Uh-huh, okay.
Okay, there was a building with just a casino, no pools or anything else. Pool, there was nothing over there. One house, which was Willoughby's, down the way. He was a guy that came out of New York State. He made ice cream and sold it, and his son used to go to school with me out here.
Okay, what was his son's name?
George.
Uh-huh.
And we was out there. There was no fishing pier, nothing. And downtown here, people would go through town in cars hollering, "The blues are running, the blues are running," and everybody close up the door, put a sign on them, or just slam the door and head for the beach. Bluefish were running over there, and everybody in town fished.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
That's the old wooden bridge.
Yeah, well, I'm going to tell her, but I want to finish this. And Billy Pedro was over there as a lifeguard. He'd just come from Lido Pool in Palm Beach.
Lido Pool?
Lido Pool.
Uh-huh.
He was a cowboy of the sea.
No kidding. What was his name? Billy Pedro?
Pedro. He's since died. His son lives somewhere in northern Florida, but I'm not sure just where.
Uh-huh.
But then Mrs. Dickerson, mother?
What?
Dickie?
His wife.
Yeah, I know Dickie, though, they
Dickson.
Called her over there.
Mrs.
Yeah.
Dickson.
She taught three quarters of my generation to swim.
No kidding.
At the, when they put a pool in. She taught in the ocean first, and then she, when they finished the pool, she taught in the pool.
About what year was that?
About when?
Let me see, while you were in school.
Yeah, while I was in school.
Well,
must have been 30.
32?
You
no.
had to be eight,
no.
6 years old when you started school, or seven. And
what,
when I was about 7 years
31,
old.
31, right about 32.
Yeah, about 32. And then you came across the place. There was nothing on both sides of that at all. Nothing but woods and
that's like the one side of it now.
Yeah, just totally on both sides. Then you came to the bridge. Well, the bridge was longer than it is now, but it was wooden.
Mm-hmm.
Had a big cement block up over the top of it, and a guy stood on the bridge when a boat would come along and walked around in a circle like that and opened the bridge.
Huh.
And let the boats through, then they close it back up again.
Sort of like the capstan.
Sure,
of a boat,
that
you know?
Just like a capstan, I was going to say. And then the kids used to crawl up on that big chunk of cement and dive in the lake because you could see the bottom of the lake everywhere.
Really?
My father used to gather oysters over there.
Yeah.
Go out in the water and pick them up. And I was little then, but I remember going out around the bank with them and waiting and bring them home and cook them and eat them.
Mm.
Now I wouldn't eat anything that came out of that lake if they... No, you catch everything. But it was one-way bridge. When you got to the middle, you had to stop if a car was coming the other way because two of you couldn't get through at the draw at the same time. And my grandfather helped build anything.
Really?
Well.
And what was your grandfather's name?
Robert Affleck.
Robert Affleck?
A-F-F-L-E-C-K.
Affleck.
He was from Canada, Prince Edward Island, Canada. And then you came, when you crossed the bridge and got on this side, of course the fishing was wonderful on the bridge over there. You could see the bottom everywhere and everything was in there. And then when you got on this side of the bridge, the golf course was there, but it had just, they just played. You know, they had no clubhouse or anything
right.
else.
And who owned the golf course?
Who owned the golf course? You got any ideas? Well, it's the city of Lake Worth, isn't it?
Now.
Yeah, it's the city of Lake Worth now, but outside of that, I
guess. The Gulf Stream Hotel was the first hotel on town.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Florida Hotel came afterwards. It was the smaller one on Lake Avenue, you know. But the Gulf Stream Hotel, have you seen it?
No, I haven't. Well,
it's right, the first hotel as you cross the bridge and cross that.
Yeah,
they made it into apartments this past year.
I know what you're talking about,
But there was nothing there but the Gulfstream Hotel. No bar, no condominium on one side of it or anything else.
Right.
Nothing but the Gulfstream, period.
Well, there's no condominiums anyway. They only sprung into, well, let's see, up here around, how many years ago?
Oh, 15.
That's right.
Just apartments. Now they're whole boulevard is lined with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really pretty. It's pretty crowded down there.
It's
a
shame.
Yeah. And so moving, so going.
Well, the Florida Hotel is the hotel that, who was that guy that made the movie there?
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman made a movie there, And they tore the building down while he was making the movie because they had to have a hotel that was being torn down. Now, the name of the movie, I don't know, but Paul Newman.
Wow. There's new one of the recent.
That wasn't long ago.
Pardon?
That wasn't long
ago. No, not too long ago.
But it was an old building is what Newman was saying.
But that was an old wooden structure. It had, was lath and plaster. And ventilated, and it could take the winds and that sort of thing, and it stood up there through Lord knows how many hurricanes. But it was a nice place. I've delivered mail there, and I know,
yeah,
it was nice.
Tell me, what do you remember much of the hurricane 28?
Oh, yes.
Can you tell me about it?
Mm-hmm. Well, let's see, the 28 hurricane, we went to Texas.
Oh,
and yeah. Arizona. No, we had, my mother lived in Arizona for 35 years.
Uh-huh.
And my sister lived in Texas. Uh-huh. And we stopped there. And then
so
that was when the banks, you know, it was in that, about that time where the banks failed down here. And it was, work was very scarce. And we went to Texas and then went on to Arizona.
Now, was
and
that so, after the hurricane, during the hurricane, or before
no,
the hurricane?
No, that was... before the hurricane.
And
it took the roof off our house over here, and we...
Was that the one that dumped the Warren's over?
Took it off the blocks.
Yeah, took it off the blocks. They had a big two-story building right here with its new houses.
Uh-huh.
The Wilsons are in there now.
Right.
And it took that right off the box and laid it down like that.
No kidding.
But Mr. Delaney said that they blew the sewer pipes right out of the ground. You could hear the wind whistling in one side and up in the other. No, but that's the truth. That's what he told me every time I went over.
No, that's just hearsay.
He was another old fella, but that my granddad knew real well. And
what was his name again?
Delaney.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, I know, but I remember. That's what she wants.
Wow, that's amazing. Whistling through the sewer. Sort of, I haven't experienced
that. There were just scattered buildings on Lake Avenue, you know. They gradually built them to stand up. At one time, I guess, there were just tin shacks. And even 1912, I've seen pictures down the museum, which you will too.
Yeah.
They were just corrugated.
Tin.
You people here for the 26th one?
No, you were here for that.
I was here for
you were here
26th.
For the 26th one?
Uh-huh.
You were a baby.
Five years old?
Mm-hmm. What do you remember of it?
I remember that it rained and it blew, and when you opened the door, which you didn't do very often, the sand, because there were no grass to speak of here then, like we have now. No lawns, everything was just bare sand.
Mm-hmm.
Your yards were all sand. And that sand would just hit across your face and burn and sting.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was closed off. And in the particular little place that we were living in at the time, Mother and Dad had to move our bed into the kitchen because the house was leaking so bad. And they put my brother and sister and I all in one bed in the kitchen. Fortunately, it was big enough to hold a bed. I don't know where they slept. I don't think they slept that several nights.
Yeah, I was
there.
Wondering if they even slept at all because it's paying so much attention to what's going on.
And then the rain just seemed to stop automatically. Just turn off like a faucet.
It won't. It means it's working.
But I thought
very
if you were here for that, so
no.
You were here for the 26th.
You were here for the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
We're over here.
Uh-huh. I was just
mm-hmm. What do you remember of that?
I don't remember. You're in one storm, you're in them all. I mean,
really? How so?
Huh?
I've never been in a hurricane, so how so?
No, the wind just blows and the trees fall down and the
lights
sand blows, like Todd says.
Lights always go off.
More so in the older days, as I recall. They have a better...
Oh, now it's better.
Mm-hmm.
Arrangement.
Now, in those days, we had to go downtown to the fire station.
Really?
And they put up a sign telling us where the storm was as well as they knew.
Close it was and
they didn't have the system.
The whole thing that you hear on TV now.
Yeah, I haven't been listening.
And there, in 1947, mm-hmm. I went over the bridge in a fire truck. I just got home from the service.
Mm-hmm.
In a fire truck and got the guy out of the casino over there because he'd been over there for 2 or 3 days. And it was the biggest fire truck they had and went down in the water on the other side of the bridge. It had gone back far enough that we went down in that and up the other side of the bridge and got him out of there and brought him back across the bridge.
Mm-hmm. Now this is the Intercoastal Bridge.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sort of getting my bearings.
Yeah.
Then the
City Hall, the old City Hall, there used to be the first school in Lakeland.
Right. Yeah. And
they were here a while back, a couple, 3 years ago back, they were doing something to the rooms, and they pulled off part of the inside, and they found blackboards in there from the old school. That was when they were doing over the commissioner's room on one side.
Oh, that was the first school,
sure.
I think.
They've moved that building, I know that, now to South County Road for some reason. They've moved it away from where it was.
And then you come on this way in Lakeworth there, and the library is there now, and it's always, as long as I can remember, it's been in the same place. Can you think of any?
Been added to, of course. No.
When you were growing up here, what were your favorite places to go to?
Out here at the back by the lake.
Yeah.
We used to go out there and swim. We had a canal, Woodston Canal, with fruit trees on both sides of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to go out there and we had a rope up on the tree and we'd swing out over it and drop off. And there was just gators out there and everything else, but they never bothered anybody. You could see them on the bank.
Right. Did you by any chance know a guy named Robert Rudd? Buddy Rudd?
No. I don't believe so. Tell me what
Buddy
he was.
Buddy Rudd.
Rudd?
Yeah, R-U-D-D.
Yeah. I used to live away out the Lakeworth Road around Greenacre someplace.
Uh-huh. What do you remember about them?
I don't know anything about them, no. My sister built a house out on the Lakeworth Road.
Mm-hmm.
And they lived in that area someplace. Mm-hmm.
They still do. I was there last weekend. Mm-hmm. And, there's stories about the Rudds and the airboats.
Yeah.
And I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
No, I didn't know them too well. If I saw them, I'd probably know them.
Uh-huh.
You know how it goes.
Yeah, right.
People that have lived here.
Mm-hmm.
But,
Well, he actually grew up in Boynton Beach.
Mm-hmm.
And then he came up here, but his family's always been here.
Yes, I imagine. Now, the people that lived across the street from us, we were only in two blocks. There were only three houses.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Was it
the
two
one across the street was built, they came in 1912 from Alabama, and then we were, we built ours bit by bit. And down in the next block was the Hegelands.
Yeah.
And there were three houses. Just the three houses and pine trees all over the place. No street.
No.
We wound around pine trees to get out to B Street.
I can see Hegland's is still there. Your house is still there. But of course this one has been torn down across the street. And we'll see.
They built that in 1912.
How long has that duplex been there? The duplex I live in?
No. The house
next door.
Okay.
South of you.
All right.
That's where the old house, the third old house she's talking about.
Oh, okay. I got it.
Two-story job.
But it has been torn. It was torn down. Uh-huh. And this other one, they rebuilt.
They tore down and rebuilt?
Another family.
I see. Did that happen a lot, even though the area was just sort of getting settled?
When it was built?
Well, yeah, because it sounds
1912,
like...
1912, I think.
1912, that was built.
That was about the first Lakeworth... it's history, of course, would tell you that. But in 1912, people...
Well, Lakeworth was found about 1860,
Yeah.
Yeah, but there wasn't anybody here, but about
Lang, you know.
Yeah.
And whoever else was hanging out.
There wasn't too many people here because the only way they had to get here then was by ferry down the river.
I see.
To Lake Worth and other.
Uh-huh. We came by boat.
Oh, really?
We came by boat from Boston to Philadelphia. I had to spend the day there and then came from Philadelphia to Miami.
Uh-huh. And then came up.
My sister and her husband came down and met us. They were here before we were there already.
Uh-huh. And your sister and
husband, yeah,
PA.
They're gone.
Did they come down from PEI?
They came from, no, they were married down here. She met him. He was from Louisiana.
Tourist state.
This really is a tourist.
Yeah.
What did it feel like when you first moved here?
Huh?
What did you feel like when you first moved here?
Well, I almost roasted because I wasn't used to the weather, and it was in July. We got here the 3rd of July. The 4th of July, we went on a picnic, and he was only 5 months old, and went on a picnic up to Du Bois Park, which is up the line. And the mosquitoes were so darn bad that we couldn't eat our lunch, and we had to turn around.
In fact, that was great enough. I wanted to hear that again. You're saying that people, when they came down here, when they drove, it was a celebration when they arrived because the cars were so muddy?
The cars were so muddy, and that identified them as tourists. And, of course, we were always happy when tourists arrived, in those days anyway, you say.
Yeah.
And because more people were coming to our place.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the one way you had of identifying that they had just arrived.
And how were they welcomed in any special way?
No, I don't think so.
In later years, they had welcome wagons and all that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But as I recall, in those early years, there was nothing, except we were overjoyed to see them, to know about it, be a part of it.
Really?
Didn't your father work in Miami after the storm? What was that, the 28th?
No, 26. That was the 26, one, 26.
Because he was a plumber, and he went down to Miami, and he worked down there, and then came back once a week down here, didn't he?
I believe it was that.
Yeah.
My goodness gracious.
Right. He had to commute back and forth, and I know at the time of the 26th storm, and they all say the 28th was so bad, but at the time of the 26th storm, he was working down there then and managed to get home all right, but he had stories that he could have told you were he here that would really be interesting, I think.
Yeah, right.
Because in those days, the buildings weren't built as well as they are now, and whole sides of motels would be just demolished. Just taken away, and you'd see the rooms all outlined there. He had pictures of this. And but your Walter worked in Miami for a while.
Yes. Before he was in the post office 33 years. And before that, he worked down in Miami for the week and came back.
What? And he worked in the post office down there?
Hmm?
No.
Did he work in the post office down there?
No.
What was he doing down there?
He was painting.
Uh-huh. The house painter?
Mm-hmm. No, he didn't work. He worked in an office when we were up in Lawrence.
House painter down in Miami, yes.
Yeah. He never painted before in all his life, but he did a very good job of it.
Yes, there again, you're getting into that area of the Depression times where people did anything and everything in order to keep food on the table. It was at that time, Mother, you told about your dad and your husband, Walter, planting beans out back.
Yeah.
Over,
yeah.
And
the Carpenters Union had a land, I suppose somebody donated it, and they planted vegetables and tended it, you know, and they just, I guess, just divided them up amongst themselves.
And then they planted a field of watermelon out there, and they were all set to pick them, and they went out, and some devil had come in with a truck
and put every watermelon on the truck and drove off with them. That was back in those days.
Stole all the watermelon.
Yeah.
My dad sold chickens from door to door to make money.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what arrangement he made with the farmer. I mean, well, I'm sure that they were paid for. I don't mean that. But I meant, I don't know whether this chicken was a certain farmer who did this or what. But he went from door to door with these chickens. And I know he even dressed them for just anything he could do to accommodate people is what you did. To make a little bit of money to keep your family.
Right. Everybody was in the same boat. So,
when you living here, were you working here as well?
No, not at that time.
Uh-huh.
No.
But did you hold any jobs here in Lakewood?
Well, shall we tell them about the toy shop?
Sure. What? Yes, please do tell me about the toy shop.
Well, Dot, go ahead, Dot, and tell her about it.
Well, just before I married Boo, I bought a toy shop, and...
What year was that?
That was in 1955.
55?
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So you see, that's quite modern. I bought this toy shop, and then after Boo and I were married, we had a baby right away, which was very nice, except that I was going to work in the toy shop, but the baby wasn't about to have me work in the toy shop. So my mother and my mother-in-law, Pearl here, ran the shop, and then Pearl took over completely after that.
What kinds of toys did you have?
Oh, the best.
The best. What toys were those?
Oh, just anything and everything, really.
It was the only toy shop in town, yes. You see. So,
The big shop, over on Lake Avenue, we had a good-sized shop down there.
Yeah. Yeah. And it really was.
And I meet people now that say, I wish you were still down in the toy shop.
Some of the department stores would have toys at Christmas time, but basically that was it. They just exploded Christmas time, and then the toy department vanished. But the toy shop, as it was called in Lake Worth, was there year-round.
Uh-huh. Yeah, as I walk down the street now, it seems kind of dead.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, wait till Fountains closes. That's the big story. Now, there's a big piece in the paper.
I read it.
You did?
Yeah.
And when that closes, I think, unless some...
I don't know, Mother. I don't think anything would take it.
Well...
Because the city commission has decided that they're going to put a big parking place down there, but it's not going to do many good at all.
Well, what are they going to park for?
That's right.
When you first remember Lake Avenue?
Stella.
We parked on Lake Avenue in the center of the street.
Okay.
Sort of
angle
parking.
Like this.
Right.
And traffic was
coming in one way and one going the other.
And it was fun, but of course they widened things up afterwards, and that was fun. And then around the park, in the center of town, they had parking on one side of that, two sides of it.
Was this a
and
really
the benches?
Yeah.
Anybody that remembers the benches, we had a wide piece of cement in the front of the park facing on the Dixie Highway, and there was a row the whole width of the block of benches, and people went down there at night and sat down there and
every night
talked and watched the traffic go by. But it was fun, and we had a good time, and there were shuffleboard courts.
Right, now are those shuffleboard courts still working, operating?
No, it's a parking place now.
Yeah. But they have moved them on down.
Yeah, they
still
on this side of the railroad.
East of the railroad.
They're in where the power plant used to be.
Okay.
See?
Yeah.
Now, the idea to me is that we had a meet, Mr. Jarvis had the meat store in town at that time. Mr. Royce's father had the Rexall drugstore on the corner right across from the park over there.
which they tore down for nothing. They have never built a cotton-picking thing in the place they tore it down. Huh. The Scandinavian restaurant is right with a great big thing out in front of it. All right, on the next corner was a was the only restaurant in town. It was a big wooden building where my Uncle Sayle used to live up over when he met Aunt Priscilla.
Uncle Sid?
Yeah. Uh-huh. When he met Aunt Priscilla, my aunt in Miami had married her here. The guy from Louisiana, he roomed up in the...
That's how they met.
That's how they met. And we used to eat in there, and Primo Canaro and everybody from right across from the post office, they used to have a wrestling arena in there. And everybody in town and everybody else go in there. What was it, Monday nights, wasn't it, or Wednesday nights or something?
The wrestling?
Yeah.
That's on the corner, that was on the corner of J Street, right next to the toy shop.
Yeah, right.
Oh my God.
There's a bank in there now.
Yeah.
City Federal?
On the corner of J Street and
Lucerne
Avenue.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about.
There's a
very big building.
It was an American Legion wrestling thing.
And Mr. Menges, the postmaster in Lakeport down there, used to be the caller in the middle of the ring.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What sorts of characters lived in Lakeport that you know?
Oh,
sort of D-Town characters?
Yeah. She said, what kind of characters used to live in Lakewood?
Town characters, you know.
Kid Downey.
Who was that?
He was a wrestler, and what else did he do? He worked somewhere, didn't he? Or something?
Oh, he was just sort of a character. Yeah. There was nothing wrong with him at
all.
Oh, no, I'm not talking about things with people. Something wrong with
him. He wanted to be a wrestler, for one thing. And put him in the ring, I think.
Not a character, Mother, but you used to say that everybody went to Les Cole's.
Les Cole's. He had a stand downtown, the only stand really in town.
Newsstand.
Everybody used to go in there every night, and Dawes owned the root beer stand alongside. And everybody used to go in there for a root beer. It was an orange building, and they had these orange seats in there, you know, with the things you could put the root beer down on. And everybody go in there and have a root beer, and then go over to Les Cole's. And
go where?
Oh, to Les Cole's. That was the newsstand next to it, and then they'd buy magazines and just talk.
You see, a lot of those people
are gone. Yeah, mostly all the people.
Well, That's what Lakeford was.
And the people that we know well then.
Yeah. Back in those days, everybody used to know everybody. Now nobody knows anybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And none of this dope and all that sort of thing.
Yeah,
you didn't even lock your doors.
No.
Really?
No.
We'd go downtown and leave the door wide open.
Yeah.
Never worried.
You know the band shell down by the park?
That
band shell used to be north of the auditorium, right in the middle of town, with a great big cement,
the city hall.
That big gazebo, yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Right in the middle, a great big cement thing was built by the WPA. And that was after the... it was built after... the post office was built by him.
Well...
Lord, you couldn't knock that post office down with...
when we came here, the post office was in the building on the corner of Lake Avenue, where the drugstore is now.
Right just the other side of that. The first post office used to be... the first post office used to be on North 8th Street. With the house the two wooden things over the front windows now, there. And then they moved down to the other place, and then they moved to this one up here, and then they moved to that one out there. Now they're going to move to one 4 miles out.
What's the post office? Yeah, I saw the post office on Lakewood Road.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
And that was a big thing when they moved the band shell, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Everybody in town was so mad.
Oh, really? What prompted the move?
Oh, Lord only knows. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. She could probably tell you. You got any idea what prompted the move of the van shell?
Oh, just, you know.
Twisted ideas.
Somebody got the idea to move it down by the lake, and uh-huh. it was really used when it was up in the center of town.
Yeah.
Who came? Who used it in the center
of town? Oh. They had concerts in there and a lot of benches where people could enjoy it maybe once or twice a week, and was really was enjoyable.
There were shows there.
Really? That's, were there people who came in from Palm Beach to perform? You know, any of the actors that maybe came to the hotels?
No, I don't think so. It wasn't like that. It was more home.
Oh, yes, it was.
Much more home-wise.
Yeah, there was a lot of talent.
You know where the Playhouse is downtown here?
Yeah.
All right, that used to be the Oakley Theater. Back when I was a kid, that's where we used to go to the show for 4 bottle caps.
No kidding.
In the afternoon, there was a guy in underneath that, and they called him Peckerwood Smith. And he run a gambling place in
underneath the Oakley Theater.
Yeah.
No kidding.
In the back. We
Peckerwood
used to go back.
Smith.
Yeah, we used to go in the afternoons, going to the show and look through the shutters like that, and you could see stacks of silver dollars on the table.
Oh,
that was long ago.
Okay, about when was that?
Oh, Lord.
They were
8, 9.
They were a nice bunch of kids.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. But they've changed that theater, and they built a brand new one down where the art gallery is down there, and
mm-hmm.
finally they got rid of that. And now all the theaters, this little one out back here is about the closest thing we've got. We've got to go down here across the canal.
Yeah, the one at Bon Public's.
Yeah.
All changes that have come about with time, really. The national changes, you might say.
Yeah, yeah.
So much of this.
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what it's going to turn into now.
Yeah. So how would this place become any different? Between seasons, the off season and the on season, not anymore.
But in the old days, we used to say you could set up. One of the comments made, you could set up housekeeping on Dixie and Lake Avenue, and nobody would even have to drive around because they weren't there to drive.
Was it off season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was the summertime.
It's different now.
Yeah, it really is in the summer.
Visitors almost
really.
And we have an awful, awful lot of people. All you need to do is go out to Lake Worth Road, look at all those condominiums out there on both sides of the road.
Yeah.
And it stretches out, too, you know? You go back down those roads on both sides, and all the people out there.
What used to be there?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, I have a friend of mine out here in Green Acres. We used to go hunting out there.
What could you hunt?
Pardon?
What could you hunt?
Rabbits and things like that. Les was an army guy, and he was good with a rifle. And that was before I even went in the service at all.
Did you go into the army?
Oh, I went in the Navy.
Navy?
Yeah, for Second World War and the Korean War.
Uh-huh.
8.5 years.
Uh-huh. Mr. Rudd was in the Navy 8 years, too.
And, I tell you what's doing a lot of good are these trolleys in Lake Worth.
Yeah. Now, those were running quite as a regular thing when you lived here.
No,
earlier.
No. How long have the trolleys been here, Mother?
About 5 years?
Yeah, okay.
They got the idea from someplace, and they brought them.
Well, it's the same trolley as they have in San Francisco.
Right, yeah. is a cable car. Yeah.
Well, anyway, they run them around town. Now it's a quarter to get on. At first it was nothing. Then they had upkeep. They didn't think of that, and it was so expensive to keep them up that they got a quarter apiece. But my goodness, it takes you anywhere in town.
Yeah.
You know, you can know the number, and you can go to any of the stores or anything else.
We certainly are reminiscing, aren't we?
Yes, it's wonderful.
It was a good place to live from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
And we did not have air conditioners, and we really didn't need them.
Really?
Because the houses weren't all that many, you see, so you had plenty of ventilation.
Yeah.
And we were hotter, I'm sure, than we are now. We're all spoiled. with air conditioning. But I really don't think we needed it to the extent that we would need it now, and do need it now, because there just weren't, there was the breeze. They run the condominiums over there, so we got a lovely ocean breeze. And
now every place you go, they build a house with an asphalt driveway, and that just makes the heat boil rise in the air, and then it blows this way, and you hardly get any breezes at all.
When you were working with the post office, what kinds of people, do you remember any specific people?
No, not really. I carried this route right here for 27 years.
Uh-huh.
And back then it was neighborhood people, mm-hmm. people that had lived here that I had grown up
with
and knew their kids, and their kids had kids, and their kids had kids.
And how many of the people who live in Lake Worth now that you know,
Lord,
were the people who were here when you were growing up?
No.
Real big X, was there like a sort of a mess?
No, they come every year. Uh-huh. Every year, they're pouring in. A lot of them never have taken care of, didn't want anything to do with grass and things like that. They're the people that take the condominiums, or older people, but the older people don't like the stairs in them, so they try and get those with elevators to carry them up to the floor where they are, you know. And then they started building office buildings. Well, they build office buildings in West Palm Beach up here, where they have, 7,000, I believe, I read in the paper here last week, and there's nobody in them at all. So I don't know if there'll be too much more office building up there until they get the...
Were there any people living in Lake Worth at in the earlier times that worked on the railroad that you know of?
I used to go with a girl. What was her name?
Jeanette Padgett?
Not Jeanette. Remember the guy that lived over
Any
here?
Any relation to Norm Padgett?
No. Okay. Uh-uh. No, this was again... Gwendolyn? Gwen or something like that. Her dad runs over here in the yellow house by the railroad track.
Oh.
back in those days it was local.
Well, he worked for the railroad. Yeah, he didn't work on the railroad.
Yeah, I'm trying to find people maybe who worked on the railroad.
No, I wouldn't know if any. But too bad that the poor old fellow that was the train master over there, that he isn't alive now.
Mr. Simpson? Maybe?
Yeah, he wrote a book. You go to the library down there, you'll find it in there. And maybe two. One I'm for sure of, but maybe two. The worst thing they ever did in Lake Worth is tear down that railroad station.
Really? Where was the railroad station located?
Was about a quarter of a mile from Lake Avenue, south of Lake Avenue, the other side of the tracks.
Okay. Just in that park area.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
And it was, they got a brewery over there now, I think, or something or another. But it was an old-time shotgun station where you'd open the front door and all the air would come, all the air would come in from the ocean and cool the building.
Oh, nice.
See? And they had a nice little express office on one end of it where they took all the stuff off, and it was built about that high off the ground, and people used to go over there and set and watch the trains come in.
Really?
And the express, I'm looking at this now towards the east, the express office was on this end, ticket office was on this end, and then the...
If
you were facing east, the express office
was on the north. And the ticket office on the south.
Okay.
And they had gradual things going up to it like this so that you could get the things up in there. The last time that I ever saw a steam train come through was during the Cuban Missile Crisis down there.
61, that brings orders down?
Yeah, they were bringing soldiers down from camps in Georgia and places like that. That was the last scene I ever saw there. But I used to sit over there and watch them go by, and they were enormous.
Really? What trains would be running through?
Big freights. They see they hauled everything out of Ogis, in my, right north of Miami up there, this marl that they use for construction.
They still do?
Yeah.
The marble?
Marl, M-A-R-L-E.
What's that?
It's a substance they used for building.
Like rock formation.
Yeah, like a rock formation. They fresh it all up.
Yeah, right, right.
And they would bring it down on cars there, and then they would take the cars, and now all they take back and forth are piggyback.
Right, hearing or seeing, because they run the train pretty often now, whatever's running through there. What about passenger trains, besides the SL?
No, now the only ones they run are on the seaboard.
Mm-hmm. That's the Palmetto that runs in.
In fact, I don't even know if is the Palmetto still on out there.
It doesn't stop in Lakewood.
No.
They had a station there, too, for that.
Oh, really? Yeah, that's the one I was wondering about. It's basically through the Flagler trains.
Well, that's up back. You go down 2nd Avenue North, you follow right straight on, and you'll come to a pink station out there. Mediterranean-style station out there, and that's the...
Big. Not so big, huh?
No, when I say Mediterranean-style station.
Oh!
That's what it is out there, and it's a beauty.
Mm-hmm.
It's out back of there. But this one over here, it was too bad they tore that down.
Yeah.
It was lovely.
Yeah. So Lake Worth has always been a town where just people live.
Right.
Yeah.
Just hometown.
No big shakes.
No.
From 1912, I guess.
There was no railroads here until then. Mm-hmm. That's according to the stories you read about the Flagler, you know.
Yeah.
So many people lived in tents.
Yeah.
Because there wasn't shelter,
sure.
From what we hear of the pioneer.
We had three boys living in the corner there, and in a tent.
And they rode motorcycles now.
And just let them, we just let them.
Well, I meant real early on.
I'm wondering, when you all lived here, I'm asking really is that this is just a place where people lived in Europe.
Yeah, right.
And it was a lot of fun, and we enjoyed
it. Yeah, and it was real
more so
a small town.
Small town, yeah.
We enjoyed
How affected were you by Palm Beach development?
No. When we started falling apart, we just started falling apart.
Uh-huh. About when was that?
When would you say, Mother?
What?
When did we start, the city start falling apart downtown, and the stores open up out back of here, these malls?
I think myself when the big chain stores came in.
Mm-hmm. So like when did Publix and...
Well, of course we didn't have anything like that when we came down here. We
what
went up have? To South Palm Beach. It was the first big store up there where we used to go on Saturday to get our groceries. And we'd always go up there because I remember it very well. He had a big sign up over the front of it, you know, Clarence Saunders, sole owner of my name.
What did he say?
His name was Clarence Saunders.
Saunders.
And he had sole owner of my name
and
this big sign.
You and weren't the sole owner of your name. How did you get into the post office?
Well, I was in the Navy. And they sent me, well, now not to say, they sent me a postcard. I'd worked there a little while before at a Christmas, and they sent me a postcard, and I was in Brisbane, Australia. And I got the postcard, and I checked it off and sent it home. Well, when I come back, they took me back in again, and I took my exams, and I worked 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had 8.5 years service time coming to me. And
how did Dad get into the post office, Mother? Because he came in earlier than
you. Yes, he took the exam. He took the exam and he passed with a high grade, and it was always the highest grade that, you know, they chose mm-hmm. on the list.
What did those exams cover?
Everything.
From what?
Every, mostly stuff that you would know, you know, in school and things like that.
Yeah.
But if you want, you can write to the post office department up here in West Palm Beach.
Oh, yeah?
Get a pamphlet from them up there. Just go up there and tell them that you want a pamphlet to work. Get a pamphlet and it'll explain everything in there. Even give you some of the test questions.
Here, I'll tell them first.
He'd been sick. He had, you asked me how my husband got into the post office, you know. He took the exam and then he had to have a physical, which they all do. And he had been sick. He had an infected knee.
Yeah.
And he was in the hospital. He had to have it operated on. And he just lost so much weight. So we went to the doctor and he was underweight. I don't know how many pounds. And the doctor told him to go home and eat 2 or 3 pounds of bananas and come back.
2 or 3 pounds? Bananas.
Yeah.
And then come back and weigh in again.
Yeah.
He weighed over the weight.
And he weighed over the weight, but not for very long. And he had to
make
bananas like that.
Oh, yeah. I don't suppose he had to, but he had to make up those pounds, and he did.
Yeah. He'd make them up momentarily.
And we used to go from here to Fort Lauderdale on a one-way, well, from here to Miami on a one, just a dirt road with one-way traffic, two-way traffic on it, but it was just two lanes.
Was that the same road that 95's on now?
No, no, this was one over here.
Okay. So one was the main road.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We used to play Fort Lauderdale. And we'd go to Fort Lauderdale and then we'd come back.
What would you play?
Football.
Football? Mm-hmm.
And then we'd come back the one way at the night, but it took you about 2 hours to make the trip 40 miles because the road was so narrow and you'd see something coming and you had to pull over to the side.
Yeah, I can remember going all the way to Fort Lauderdale to tow them home.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, and
car trouble, you know. 11 or 12 o'clock at night.